This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burden, in for Shelley Delaney. My guest now is Alyssa Borges. She is the Public Programs Coordinator at the Douglas City Museum, the Juno Douglas City Museum. Alyssa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what's going on in our downtown museum?
Well, we have several programs this month. I want to start by talking about our Dr. Walter Sobolev program that we do annually in the month of November. November 14th is Walter Sobolev Day. And in honor of Dr. Walter Sobolev, we have a program that encourages community members to come in and get a free card, free postage, and an insert about Walter Sobolev to write letters of encouragement or gratitude to people in their lives. Walter Sobolev was known for his kindness, and he wrote handwritten notes to a lot of people. So it's in that kind of spirit that we do this program. So
I think about these days when we actually get something handwritten in our lives, how much they mean, right?
It's very rare these days.
Yeah. So this entire month of November?
The entire month. So we have cards out at the front desk right when you come in, lovely cards, several to choose from, and the inserts and postage there as well.
Wow, so one-stop shopping for getting a letter to somebody.
Right, and it's great for classrooms. Any classroom teachers that want to teach letter writing can, request the inserts for their students and have them write letters as well.
What a great idea. What are your hours right now?
So we are open from 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday, and admission is free. We have the Pioneers of Alaska Igloo No. 6 has donated admission for the month of November, so it's free.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great program. Yeah. What else is going on?
So we also have a coffee and collections coming up Saturday, November 17th. This is a free program, and that begins at 10:30 and goes until noon. And this time we have George Danner III. He's going to be presenting on the construction of Glacier Highway. He has a really interesting website where he has compiled around 260 photographs that were taken between the years of 1911 and 1943, which show the construction of the highway from where present-day Harborview School is all the way out to Sherwood Lane. So his presentation will call, attention to that website. It's a really wonderful historical resource. And he will be showing about 50 of the images and talking about how construction techniques have changed over time and how he came to own the photos. It's pretty interesting to see how people, with shovels were constructing roads back then. So that's the November 17th, 10:30 at the City Museum.
Are those Saturdays or Sundays usually?
That should be a Saturday. Did I get that date right?
I think so. Yep,
okay,
that looks about right.
Yeah, those are always Saturdays. And we do have free coffee provided by Heritage Coffee Company.
Okay. And then a film.
We have a film screening coming up. It's titled Psyche. This will be at the Goldtown Nickelodeon, and following the screening, we will also be hosting a panel discussion. This is also free, and that begins at 6:30. The film is a short documentary. It's about 30 minutes. It was created by Luke Holton, and he was supported by Dan Monteith, who's a university professor here, as well as the Douglas Island Indian Association. And this is a film that looks at it really aims to celebrate place name revitalization products across the state. It also examines historical events of colonization in Southeast Alaska throughout the 20th century. There's some fairly heavy parts about our local history in the film. And so our goal is to have time to watch the film and then a discussion afterwards with members from Douglas Island Indian Association, Dan Monteith, and the filmmaker. And that's going to be at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. I just want to make sure people know that's not at the City Museum.
And that's November 28th?
That's the 28th. And that'll be starting at 6:30. It should go till about 8 p.m., and it's free.
Okay. So far we've covered letter writing, highway building, this film on place names.
We're all
you
over.
Guys have,
we have
a lot
variety.
Going on.
Yeah, big variety. And then the final event is our annual meeting, which happens on the 29th. This is a Friends of the Juno Douglas City Museum annual meeting, and it's open to members, but also anyone who's interested in becoming a member. It includes a guest speaker. So the meeting itself is 30 minutes long. You can learn about what it means to be a member and apply if you're interested. And then after that, we have architect Wayne Jensen, who will be presenting on the Capitol building redesign that happened in between 2014 and 2017. In the past, he's shown historic drawings and photos of the original planning from 1912, and then he brings it all the way up to the renovation project that happened a couple years ago. It's actually really interesting to see what's literally beneath that building and how they redesign it to look like its original form. So that's free and open to anybody, whether or not you want to become a member. We invite anybody to come down to that.
That's on the 29th. Tell us, what's a day in the life like up there at the museum? Who's coming in? You say sometimes classrooms will come in to write letters. Who else is coming in through the winter?
We actually get a variety of people. We still have tourists coming, which has been surprising. So we've had independent tourists coming through now. We have classrooms. We have locals. People come for a variety of reasons to do research. We have a new exhibit that's drawing in quite a lot of people, and this one is called 10 Tlingit Words to Know and Use. And we've opened up a room, our media room, to display language that we really should be using every day. They're common words, you know, like totem pole and eagle and raven. And we've curated items from our collection, artworks, to go with these words. We encourage people to come in and download an app from Sea Alaska so you can learn how to pronounce the words, what they sound like. And we've set it up like a little study room. So we've got a table out. We've got a lot of language resources. And our hopes is that we will be able to include language groups that are already going on, that they know this is a place that they can come and study, and anyone who wants to learn the language. We also have a little word search that gets people involved with the rest of the exhibits.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And again, you guys are open from 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
That's correct.
And
yes.
Admission is free.
It's completely free all winter.
Wow, a lot going on.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to see this digitally, where should they go, Alyssa?
You should go to our website, which is juno.org/library/museum. We keep an updated all our programs and exhibits on that website. It's a great website.
All right. Is there anything else going on, anything we should know about?
I think that's it for now. We'll see you next month.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.